Little Red Riding Hood warned us about the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood was right.
The Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association ad begins with a moving shot at ground level from the point of view of a wolf, while the narrator describes the rise in the number of attacks on livestock.
If you, your family, or your property is threatened by a wolf, you have a right to self-defense, including deadly force.
It ends with a shot of children in a playground. UW Stevens Point wildlife biologist Eric Anderson thinks it's a terrible message.
To give people the impression that their children are at risk when they are swinging on a swing set in a park, it isn't fair to the parents of Wisconsin, because I don't think that's a realistic fear.
But when Anderson appeared on a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show this week, the phones lit up with people defending the ad, including one man identified as George in Hurley.
The deer harvest up here has been pretty doggone slow for the last few years, and most people have blamed it on the wolves, so they might be looking for humans there if they can't get the deer.
George said the growing number of wolves up north have caused him and his neighbors to live in fear.
When I go for my walks, I occasionally see them, and I walk with a cane now in the last couple of years because I don't trust them.
Anderson said those fears aren't justified.
Unless that animal has rabies, the chances of a wolf attacking people are extremely low in terms of causing death.
Wildlife biologists agree that there are too many wolves in Wisconsin. Now that the animals are off the federal endangered and threatened list, they hope the state will be able to reduce the population and the number of conflicts with people. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.